云南昆明55岁的法轮功学员夏梅仙，因为遭中共警察非法抄家、绑架、恐吓、构陷等迫害，3月18号离世。此前，他被法院通知等待开庭。据法轮大法明慧网报道，夏梅仙2013年开始修炼法轮功，当时他被医院诊断为宫颈癌晚期，只有3个月的生命。修炼法轮功后，他神奇地恢复了健康，所有曾为他看过病的医生都不敢相信。但重获健康的夏梅仙却因为修炼法轮功，2018年遭昆明市警察迫害。当年的6月6号，西山区国保大队和梁园派出所的一群警察冲进他家非法抄家，将他学习的法轮功书籍及练功音乐等全部抢走，并企图将他送到看守所非法关押。后来因他女儿拿出母亲在医院的治疗诊断书及医院体检结果，不能收押才作罢。但今年3月1号，昆明市西山区法院突然电话通知夏梅仙到法院拿传票等待开庭。在一连串的恐吓迫害下，夏梅仙的健康开始恶化，3月13号在家中昏迷，送医院5天后离世。3月19号，芬兰议会全球问题小组主席萨图哈希与8位芬兰议会议员一起联名致信中国国家主席习近平、中共人大常务委员会委员长栗战书、中共驻芬兰大使陈立，表达他们对中共暴力虐待法轮功学员的关注。信中说，最近他们注意到杰弗·里尼斯爵士主持的独立法庭的工作，独立法庭正在调查在中国发生的强摘法轮功学员器官和其他中国良心犯器官的罪行。去年12月份，独立法庭作出临时判决，裁定这些指控是确凿的。杰弗·里尼斯曾在海牙国际法庭主导对塞尔维亚前总统斯洛伯丹·米洛舍维奇的审判。这9位议员来自芬兰7个不同的政党，他们要求中共当局对强摘法轮功学员器官的罪行展开调查，并将参与犯罪的组织和个人绳之以法。
美国新世纪影视基地的影片《过年》讲述了一位法轮功学员在中国大陆遭到中共非法绑架，在得到社会正义律师、善良警察等人士的帮助后获释，与父亲在大年夜重新团聚的故事。2月15号，该片获得了印度维珍之春电影节的月度影奖，并获得年度最高奖金色银河奖的提名。
We are very pleased to receive New Year Wishes by David Lee in our competition. This is the 16th season of Virgin Spring Cinefest, and through this film, we have come to know about the Chinese practice of Falun Dafa, and it cures the body and mind as well as heals the damages of soul. It has been portrayed excellently in this film. I'm very shocked to hear about the persecution of a lot of many people who are practitioners of Falun Dafa, but it has been portrayed very good, excellently in this film, and I hope people will understand and realize this about this the benefits of this practice.
Unfortunately, we also came to know that this graceful process of mental healing, based on which subject this film is done, this is not well accepted by the government of China. They are not at all accepting it on the right spirit, and they are even arresting the people. They are taking legal actions on the people who are following these practices, which is a very unfortunate news for all of us, and it is an unfortunate news for the humanity too. All our audiences have very thoroughly enjoyed this screening of this film, New Year Wishes. They have accepted the core subject of this film, and they all stand by for the cause, for the noble cause of this film.
影片主演郑雪飞表示，《过年》这部电影深刻地反映出中共对人们正常美好生活的践踏和世人内心的觉醒。
中共对法轮功的迫害至今已经持续了20年了，这一场迫害几乎涉及到了社会的每一个阶层还有角落，不仅仅是包括法轮功学员的，甚至包括了法轮功学员的家属，还有周围所有的亲朋好友，我认为都是被迫害的对象。在我们的影片《过年》当中，我们所要展示的是如今中共对法轮功的迫害已经越来越难以维系，以及世人内心的善念的觉醒。 越来越多的正义人士敢于站出来支持法轮功学员。
中共江泽民集团从1999年7月开始迫害法轮功，已经持续了20年，这场迫害如今还在持续。中国大陆有上亿的法轮功学员的家庭遭到迫害，迫害程度非常的惨烈。由于中共对媒体的操控，长期对法轮功妖魔化，他们利用文艺形式和手段达到人们仇视法轮功的目的。那么在国际上呢，中共对全世界的渗透，中共迫害法轮功这样大的重大的迫害人权的事件，在影视方面成为了一个禁忌的话题，几乎没有人去碰触。美国新世纪影视基地呢，现在正在用一部部的电影，用传统的手法，把法轮功真相和这20多年来发生的许多的故事展现给观众和世界的面前，让人们了解法轮功的真相，了解中共迫害法轮功的残酷和邪恶。
新世纪影视基地自成立以来，秉承真善忍的核心价值，并连续多次获得国际电影节大奖。其中电影《黑暗中的曙光》曾获得内华达国际电影节最佳短片奖、俄勒冈国际电影节银奖、北美电影节银奖等11个国际奖项。电影《密码》获2018年加拿大国际电影节的最高奖。《小磊历险记》获加拿大国际电影节的星星奖。影片《过年》和《艺考》入围澳大利亚励志电影节的半决赛。艺考还获得2018年加拿大短片电影节的最佳表彰奖。观众们普遍表示，新世纪影视基地的作品超越了种族文化的差异，受到各族裔民众的认可和喜爱。
The concept was exceptionally good for that film, which I felt, and it was a great media to generate that awareness among others, among the viewers. I reallygive all credit to the entire team who had made so much of effort to make it really happen and to realize their goals by making such a wonderful film. Thank you so much.
These are not only films, these are issues to us, which really needs to get, you know, showcased in the market, like to the people who don't know, like me. They are not at all aware of these things.So this was great. David Lee, it's a great work, I would say, because, you know, the way you have portrayed the things in the movie and the actors who were working in that, they have really connected. They have really given a great effort. It is wonderful. Thank you.
感谢维珍电影节评委给我们颁发这个奖项，对我们来说是一种鼓舞。历史上对正信的迫害从来就没有成功过。只要迫害不停止，我们对中共的揭露就不会停止，我们今后也会拍出越来越多、越来越好的影片来揭露中共的邪恶。
新世纪影视基地在2019年度已经推出《小雨一家人》和《难忘的岁月》两部影片，同时另一部长片《归途》也即将和观众见面。新唐电视采访报道。